Test 69, Section 4, Question 25. Now here, we are trying to figure out what Roger and Pauline disagree about, or sorry, what they agree about. So this is one of the rare ones where they're agreeing. Pauline says, some environmentalists claim for the salmon to be saved, hydroelectric dams must be breached. So if you're going to save the salmon, you have to breach the dams. But the dams, if the dams are breached, given the region's growing population and booming industry, electrical costs will skyrocket. So get rid of the dams, then costs will skyrocket because we've got a massive population growth. So basically the claims that she's committed to are, it's interesting because the first claim, that in some environmentalist claim for a salmon to be saved, the dams must be breached. Because she attributes that to someone else, she is not committed one way or another on the truth of that one. So they don't necessarily agree. All they that she is committed to is that some environmentalists claim that. On the other hand, what she is committed to are, if the dams are breached, electrical costs will skyrocket, and the region's population is growing and industry is booming. So now we look at Roger. And kind of look at what Roger's claims are. So it says, the dams are already producing electricity at optimal capacity. So far there's no agreement either way. So regardless of whether they're breached, we will have to find additional energy resources for the region. So whether or not they're breached, we have to find new resources. Now, at first glance, it doesn't seem like they have anything that they agree about, but if Roger is saying that we have to find some new sources for energy because they are at their maximum capacity, then what Roger is saying is there's going to be a need for more electricity. And so that seems to coincide with the idea of a growing population and or booming industry more than anything else. So now let's see if we get that in answer choices. A. Production from other energy sources cannot be increased in the near future to compensate for electricity production loss by breaching the dams. Well, Pauline is committed to that, but Roger really isn't. He's not saying that you can't find other things. In fact, Roger is suggesting we're going to need more energy from other sources. B. There will be no significant decrease in demand for electricity in the region in the near future. All right, here we get a really good answer choice because Pauline clearly thinks that the industry and population are booming, and Roger says we have to find additional energy sources. So they both agree that there won't be a drop in the demand for electricity. Then we look at the others just to make sure. If the dams remain in service but do not operate at optimal capacity, electricity costs will rise. Problem is that Roger doesn't really commit one way or another to the cost of electricity. And then D, some environmentalists who advocate saving the salmon believe that the goal overrides concerns about electrical costs. Roger doesn't really make any claims about environmentalists at all, so that's going to be wrong. And then finding additional energy resources will not decrease the electrical costs. Roger doesn't really talk about costs, just about the need for more electricity. And so B is definitely our best response.